Welcome to the book summary of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life by Mark Manson. Core idea, contrary to what the title might initially suggest, the book isn't about becoming indifferent or apathetic. Instead, it argues that a fulfilling life comes not from trying to eliminate problems or feel good all the time, but from choosing what problems you are willing to engage with and what you genuinely care about, i.e., what is truly fuckworthy. It's about strategically allocating your limited fucks to things that align with your core values. Key themes and arguments. 1. Rejection of constant positivity. Manson heavily criticizes the modern cultural obsession with relentless positivity and a pursuit of happiness as an end goal. He argues that striving to always feel good is counterproductive, creates unrealistic expectations, and paradoxically makes us feel worse when we inevitably encounter negative emotions or situations. He posits that negative experiences, pain, failure, struggle, are inherent and even necessary parts of life and growth. 2. The Subtle Art. Choosing your fucks. The central theme is selectivity. We have a finite amount of energy and attention, fucks to give. Instead of giving fucks about everything, what others think, minor annoyances, unattainable ideals, we should consciously choose to care deeply about a few important things that align with our chosen values. This means accepting that we won't care about many other things and being comfortable with that. 3. Problems are inevitable. Choose better ones. Life is inherently full of problems. The goal isn't a problem-free life, which is impossible, but to choose better problems. Better problems arise from pursuing better values. For example, the problems that come from pursuing physical fitness, sore muscles, time commitment, are arguably better than the problems that come from neglecting health, illness, low energy. 4. Taking responsibility. Manson emphasizes radical responsibility. While we can't always control what happens to us, we always control how we interpret events and how we respond to them. Blaming others or circumstances leads to victimhood. Taking responsibility, even for our emotional reactions to things outside our control, is empowering. 5. Embrace struggle and failure. Suffering and failure are not bugs, but features of the human experience. They provide valuable feedback, build resilience, and are often prerequisites for success and meaning. Avoiding pain means avoiding growth. 6. Values dictate metrics. What we value determines how we measure success and failure in life. If we choose poor values, e.g., popularity, pleasure above all else, we'll use poor metrics to judge ourselves and our lives, often leading to dissatisfaction. Choosing better, more controllable, reality-based values, e.g., honesty, self-respect, curiosity, humility, leads to healthier metrics and a more grounded sense of self-worth. 7. You are not special. Manson counters the entitlement narrative often fostered by society. Accepting our own ordinariness, limitations, and the fact that we won't always be exceptional can be liberating. It frees us from the pressure to constantly prove ourselves and allows for more realistic self-assessment. 8. Action over motivation. Motivation is often presented as a prerequisite for action, but Manson flips this. He suggests that action often creates inspiration and motivation. Don't wait to feel like doing something. Just start doing it. Do something principled. 9. Commitment and depth. True freedom and meaning often come not from having limitless options, but from committing deeply to certain people, values, or pursuits, and accepting the necessary rejection of alternatives. 10. Confronting mortality. Awareness of our own death can be a powerful tool for clarifying values and priorities. It helps us cut through trivial concerns and focus on what truly matters in the limited time we have. Overall tone. The book is known for its blunt, often profane, humorous, and conversational style. It uses personal anecdotes and straightforward language to cut through conventional self-help platitudes, offering a more pragmatic and grounded approach to finding contentment and meaning. It encourages readers to accept life's inherent difficulties and focus on what truly matters to them. If you like what you hear, consider subscribing to our podcast for your daily dose of inspiration so you can become 1% smarter. Have an awesome day ahead.